a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Local governments will come to order. First of all, I want to thank everybody here that is here shortly and prior to us testifying on behalf of education. It certainly is a great value and importance, and we will be as quick as we possibly can. Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Let's get right to business. This is House Local Government. Our secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Feikert.
Here.
Klocek. Shrimp.
Here.
Magstead. Munsterman.
Yep.
Nelson.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Roush.
Here.
Torno. Tolson.
Yes.
Venner.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. We certainly do. Prior to getting started, I just want to emphasize to this bill that to this committee that Senate Bill 75 and Senate Bill 101 will in fact take action today. We ran into some obstacles a couple days ago because of lack of membership. I want to encourage this committee. We did have proponent testimony on both of these bills. We certainly will allow ample, adequate, and a fair hearing to get these bills fully heard and hopefully sent on to the House floor. I cannot emphasize enough that we are going to do everything that we can to abide by our commitment and our partnership with the Senate, who is holding a very significant committee hearing in this room. And they did need a little break, but they will resume House Bill 1234 immediately following this. We do have a couple of pages. Can you come up and introduce yourself? I have on my little note, I have Ellison and Casey. We could have more. Come on up and identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Casey Shippey from Cologne.
Hello, Chairman and members of the committee. My name's Allison Hosman and I'm from Custer.
Well, welcome. I want to grab these other two blue ones too.
Well, just observing today, I'm James Updike from Rapid City.
And I'm Adam Eichten from Baltic.
Welcome. We hope that you're all enjoying your experience here. It's a heck of an honor for any one of us to work and serve for the citizens of the great state of South Dakota. Remind anybody in the audience to please mute your cell phone. Sign in if, in fact, you are going to give proponent testimony. This is the final meeting of House Local Governments for the session. It's been an honor to serve with every committee member up here. Anything else to come before House Local Governments prior to taking testimony again on Senate Bill 75? Besides looking for a motion to approve our minutes from a couple. Thank you. Just pick them. Thank you. Comments, discussion on that motion to approve our minutes. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Minutes are approved. Let's take proponent testimony, if there is any, on Senate Bill 75, an act to revise the determination of fees that may be charged for certain public records. Seeing none, this committee will cease public input, waive committee questions, turn it over to committee discussion and our action on Senate Bill 75. Representative Munsterman.
Move to pass.
Thank you. And the second by Representative Shrimp. Comments on that motion?
No comments.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion to pass on Senate Bill 75. And seeing none, that is the motion before you to send Senate Bill 75 down to the House floor and a due pass motion. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Feikert.
Aye.
Klocek. Shrimp.
Aye.
Magstead. Munsterman.
Aye.
Nelson.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Roush.
Aye.
Torno.
Aye.
Tolson.
Yes.
Venner.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Torno just walked in.
Okay. Torno.
Here.
We did have sufficient votes. That works. Senate Bill 75 is, in fact, going down the House floor and due pass motion. Next, we do have Senate Bill 101. We do have a Senate proponent in the form of Senator Hansen that does want to come up and offer us a quick additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 101. Welcome back, Senator.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the House Local Government Committee. I believe probably the quickest thing that I can do is just rerun the little prepared text that I read for you the other day, and I know that several of you are here, and so this will be a repeat. But the reason that this bill is brought before us a few years ago, Chapter 9 was changed, and that language gave borrowing authority to municipalities, but made no changes for counties or townships. Prior to that, Chapter 13 was modified to allow school districts to be able to borrow on a promissory note. And this bill is brought forward to you to probably correct an oversight in the fact that counties were never considered in either of those two pieces of legislation. So this just is asking that counties also have that same authority to be able to borrow on a promissory note. Probably the main reason that this is brought forward is that a request from the chairman of my county commissioners in Beadle County recognized that they could pay off a lease on a couple pieces of major equipment, and since the interest rate on borrowing from the bank was cheaper than what they were paying on the lease, that this would represent a savings to their budget and, of course, ultimately to the taxpayers of the county. There were some questions that were brought up in the conversation 2 days ago, and Mr. Werner had planned to come out and be able to be here personally, but weather kind of canceled that. So he sent me the email, and I think he sent all of you the same email. I just made a copy of that. And so those questions that were asked the other day, I think hopefully were answered sufficiently. So with that, I would appreciate your support of Senate Bill 101. Thank you.
Senator Hansen, thank you. Additional proponents on Senate Bill 101. Any other proponents on Senate Bill 101? Seeing none, is there opponents to Senate Bill 101? Anybody wishing to speak in opposition to Senate Bill 101? Seeing none, this committee will cease public input, waive rebuttal, turn it over to committee questions on Senate Bill 101. Representative Fikert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Senator Hansen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering if there was any thought put to the possibility that if there, and I realize that all counties aren't in the same situation as far as reserves and other available funds, and I was just curious if you might be acceptable to an amendment that would state that if no other funds or reserves were available, then promissory note could be the possibility. Because it seems to me that if a county, I mean, they have the opportunity for opt-outs, and there's other possibilities of ways to generate revenue, and I'm just curious if a county would have a general mill or general fund a reserve and maybe a snow removal reserve and a highway bridge reserve, whether maybe that shouldn't be expended before promissory notes. Just curious.
Mr. Chair, Representative Fikert, I think that, again, the whole reason for this bill being brought forward is to provide the same statutory abilities for county governments that currently exist for city governments and school governments. And to go beyond that, then we run into the risk of getting away from the uniformity that I think is desirable. And we are certainly in no position to suggest changes in the statute that affects city governments or school governments and without, you know, having some discussion with them. But remember, the situation that would cause a county to want to borrow money on a promissory note, first of all, could be the same as in the case of a city or a school to cover cash flow shortages that would maybe be, just to tide them over until the next receipt of tax revenue. But primarily in the case of, well, probably more so cities and counties, is when it has with deals with the purchase of a piece of major equipment. And, of course, you're not going to finance a road grader out of current general funds in all likelihood. Now, law already allows them to be able to enter into an agreement to receive this equipment and finance it with a lease. And, you know, I think that we all know that the relationship between the borrower and the lender in a lease or leasee relationship is not a great deal different than what exists between a lender and the customer that is borrowing on a note.
Senator, do you think you could answer that question in a simple yes or no answer?
Answer to the question, no, I would not consider that a good idea.
Thank you. And if the chairman just could take a little liberty in the question from the representative, I think the bill is presented to us because there are currently no other options. You usually go borrow money when no other means are available to finance and support things. And I'm certainly that was your discussion or follow-up question. Additional committee questions on Senate Bill 101. For discussion on Senate Bill 101.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Feikert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't support this bill because I think it's, as I see it written, it's specific to county government, and I don't believe that we couldn't put an amendment on it that showed the need to expand the reserves or other available reserves, whatever those funds might be. And I think that counties would have the opportunity to create capital outlays and those types of things for future purchase of equipment. And there's oftentimes when money that is invested, if might be invested for less than 2%, and if you've got a bid buyout or a lease buyout on a piece of equipment, if the interest rate is 4% and you might be able to get a 3% on a promissory note, seems to me like you'd take the action to use the money out of a reserve if it was available. So I won't be supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Feikert. If I could, before I turn this over, Representative Cronin does have a discussion or comment. I sincerely ask this committee, not trying to reduce the value and the importance on Senate Bill 101, but if this committee does in fact desire to amend this bill or offer the opportunity to make this bill go away, I would certainly not oppose an unfavorable motion to make Senate Bill 101 go away. But however, I certainly will try to have the broadest shoulders on the House floor if, in fact, amendments are made on the House floor. And I'm just saying that to honor and respect the vast importance of Senate Bill 1234, which they do want to move back into this room. I'm not trying to dance around the amendment process on Senate Bill 101, but the educational bill, I certainly do want to allow all those citizens that traveled from out of the town to have that fair hearing their schedule for this room as soon as possible. I have Representative Cronin first and then Representative Venner. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to pass on House Bill 1 or Senate Bill 101.
Second.
Mr. Representative Venner.
Substitute motion.
Okay. Which is?
41st day.
Thank you.
Second.
Substitute motion to send Senate Bill 101 to the 41st legislative day. Comments on that motion, Representative Benner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be brief. I think Representative Feikert covered it very good. I don't agree that just because municipalities do it and schools do it, that is, borrow money, I don't believe that makes it a good thing for the counties. I think it's a dangerous precedent. Remember how things are set up. This whole thing started, the revenue stream is supposed to come from taxes. And if there aren't enough taxes, then there are other things that we can do in government, streamline, save money, et cetera, and not go out and borrow money and increase that debt. Because I remind you that the taxpayer is ultimately going to pay this note. So I think it's a dangerous precedent, Mr. Chairman, and I don't think we should go down this road. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Benner. Additional discussion, comments on that motion to send Senate Bill 101 to the 41st Legislature. Representative Cronin, then Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would resist this motion. I look at it a little differently. Currently, we're allowing these groups to lease something, and to me, that's a liability just the same as going and getting a promissory note. And all they're asking here is they have a better option of a lesser interest rate. So we're saving the taxpayers money by allowing them to do this. I have full confidence in the commissioners and the voters to understand that sometimes when you make a purchase on something like a road grader, for instance, that's a big investment. And if you can knock off a half a percent on interest by borrowing the money. Now, in private businesses nowadays, the biggest thing we do is borrow money because it's cheaper to borrow money than to use your own money. And so as far as the reserves go, yeah, the reserves are there to take care of something if we end up in a problem. I would just resist this motion and then pass the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I agree and I disagree with my dear friend and illustrious colleague to my left. I agree with him that borrowing money is a dangerous precedent. However, where I disagree with him is that I believe that decision should be left at the county commissioner level. I think they deserve that. I think it's the local control issue is the most important issue, and I think that the folks at the county level are empowered to run their counties, and I think we need to give them this tool. At the same time, I caution them that not to abuse this tool if this should get passed. I do not want to see taxes exploding in our local communities, but at the same time, I would bridle at the federal government saying that we as a state or we as state legislators could not allow our state to borrow money. So I have to disagree with my colleague, and I'd ask that folks resist the temptation to send us the 41st day and pass this. Thank you, sir.
Representative Torno.
Thank you. Well, I would urge your support of this motion. As discussed the other day, only in government can we say that we're going to borrow, but we're not going to call it debt. And as to the argument that, well, the schools do it and municipalities do it, first of all, not necessarily all the municipalities do it. As I'm sure the good senator knows, more and more cities in South Dakota are becoming home rule cities, and it depends on what their charter allows as compared to what the statute might allow here. But, you know, the argument that, well, we can trust the county commissioners, we also set a precedent here that we're giving this sort of carte blanche. And one of the things that I guess troubles me is that this was sold as this will allow short-term loans. And as we discussed the other day, these are loans up to 5 years. I don't view that as short-term. I view 180 days as short-term or maybe 1 year. But you know, I can understand the local control issue, but you've opened the door here to say you can go borrow this money for a period of up to 5 years, which may or may not benefit the taxpayers. You would assume and you would hope that they would do it to the benefit of taxpayers, but we don't know that. And I'm afraid these kind of issues are the kind of issues that may slip by some voters that aren't necessarily paying very close attention to what their county commissioners are doing. So I don't buy the issue that this is the way everybody else does it. I wasn't here when those other statutes were passed. I didn't approve that. This is the one that before me, and I can't support it.
Mr. Chairman. You, Representative Tornell. Representative Benner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just 2 points. I will be brief. I appreciate your concern for 1234. Number one, I was a county commissioner for 12 years, and I know it's hard to make the hard decision. But an option here that nobody wants to look at, we've talked around it and about it. If you don't have the revenue stream in terms of taxes to do the job as a county, it's time that we encourage these counties to look at consolidation and throwing together. You can run a lot of miles with a road grader. If you need a road grader and you can't afford one, maybe it's time you consolidated with another county that had a road grader. So I think this taking the path of least resistance and opening the door that we allow counties to just become borrowers of money is again a bad precedent. And I just want to leave you with a thought. I know I shared it with a couple people earlier. earlier, but I heard it earlier this week, and I don't know who to attribute it to, but we need to look at the river, okay? And the idea of us taking the path of least resistance. The river takes the path of least resistance. It makes one crooked.
Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it comes down to trust and our elected officials, county commissioners, are prudent people. And I'd resist this motion. It's a tool they could use. It makes it uniform across the board. So I would resist this motion.
Thank you. The substitute motion before you is to send Senate Bill 101 to the 41st legislative day. That is the motion before you. Would you please call the roll?
Representative Feikert.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Shrimp.
No.
Magstad. Munsterman.
No.
Nelson.
Pass.
Olson.
No.
Roush.
No.
Torno.
Aye.
Tolson.
No.
Venner.
Aye.
Cronin.
No.
Kirkaby.
No.
Nelson.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4 yeas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mr. Chair, 4 yea, 8 nay.
Thank you. That motion is to send Senate Bill 101 on the substitute motion of the 41st legislative day has failed. Back to the original motion, do pass. Comments, discussion on that motion to send Senate Bill 101 down to the House floor and do pass motion. Seeing none, that is the motion before you to send Senate Bill 101 down to the House floor and do pass motion. Would you please call a roll?
Representative Feikert.
No.
Klocek.
No.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Magstad. Munsterman.
Aye.
Nelson.
Pass.
Olson.
Aye.
Roush.
Aye.
Torno.
No.
Tolson.
Yes.
Venner.
No.
Cronin.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Nelson.
Yes. Nelson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 8 yea, 4 nay.
Thank you. Senate Bill 101 is, in fact, going down to the House floor on a do-pass motion. There being nothing else to come before local governments, I can't emphasize enough what an honor it has been to serve with you this year. Senator Johnson, the room is yours.